Welcome, everyone. Yep, another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you to share a little humor and a little insight into things to hopefully brighten your day.
Also, I have something scientific. Are you ready for that one?
Oh, we're learning something now.
There you go. And first, to kick it off, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News. Tri-State Livestock News has local, national, and international livestock industry news. They have livestock auction reports. They have award-winning columnists. They have classified ads. They have special interest sections. It's all in TSLN.com. That's where you go to get your copy coming weekly. TSLN.com. It's what ranchers read.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit us here in Valentine and the Cherry County area. Lots of things to do. Maybe out to the Valentine Refuge Lakes for a little fishing trip in the quiet Sandhills Ponds, or take on the big lake at Merritt Reservoir and get some walleye, some muskie, some catfish. There's some walleye tournaments and catfish tournaments coming up, so check it all out at visitvalentine.com. Can I share something that Tony Bullitt sent to us about a wife, a husband, and a druggist?
Well, I'm intrigued.
Well, arriving home, a husband was met at the door by his sobbing wife. Tearfully, she explained, "It's the druggist. He insulted me terribly this morning on the phone." Immediately, the husband drove down to confront the druggist and demand an apology. Before he could say more than a word or two, the druggist told him, Now, just wait a minute. Listen to my side of it. This morning, my alarm failed to go off, so I was late getting up. I went without breakfast and hurried out to the car just to realize I locked the house and both house and car keys were inside the house. I had to break a window to get my keys. Then, driving a little too fast, I got a speeding ticket. Later, when I was about 3 blocks from the store, I had a flat tire. When I finally got that fixed and to the store, there were a bunch of people waiting for me to open up. I got the store open and started waiting on these people. And all the time, the darn phone was ringing off the hook. So he continued, "Then I had to break a roll of nickels against the cash register drawer to make change. Yep, they spilled all over the floor. So I'm down on my hands and knees picking up the nickels. The phone was still ringing. When I came up, I cracked my head on the open cash register drawer, which made me stagger back against a showcase with a bunch of perfume bottles. Yep, half of them hit the floor and broke. Meanwhile, the phone is still ringing with no let-up, and I finally got back to answer it. It was your wife. She wanted to know how to properly use a rectal thermometer. And believe me, mister, as God is my witness, all I did was tell her." Okay.
All right, we'll move along. We'll give everybody a chance to settle down first. Okay, let's explain the summer solstice. Remember how I talked to you about scientific?
That's like right now, isn't it?
It is right now. Friday.
Tuesday, I think they said. No, like through Sunday. So we're just getting in full into summer now.
Right, exactly. Officially, I don't know. That alone confuses me because some things say it's Friday, some things say it's Friday through Sunday, but here we go. Each year, people in the Northern Hemisphere eagerly await the arrival of the summer solstice. The solstice was a key cultural event in many ancient communities, but in modern times, it marks an opportunity to celebrate the arrival of summer, as well as the longest day of daylight and the shortest hours of night. The summer solstice occurs as a result of the tilt of the Earth's rotational axis. According to time and date, as Earth orbits the Sun over the course of each year, its axis always points in the same direction in space. The Northern Hemisphere angles toward the Sun for half the year and away for the other half. When the North Pole is nearest to the Sun, this is known as the summer solstice in the Northern Hemisphere. In the Southern Hemisphere, the solstices are reversed. The exact date that the solstices occur can vary by a day or two depending on the Earth's rotation. For this year, summer solstice was Friday. And actually, if you want to be technical, it was at 9:41 Central Daylight Time.
Precisely.
So I had it set aside to let you know ahead of time, but I had it set aside apparently to fall.
Too far ahead of time.
Yes.
Apparently.
And so I overlooked it, and now I'm telling you it was last Friday.
So does that mean the days are getting shorter now? Or do they still get longer for a while?
Oh, they get longer now. No, that it was the longest day. Now they're going to start getting
Google
shorter.
Google that. Get back to us on that.
Yeah, thanks a lot for confusing me. No, we had our longest day Friday.
That's right.
And it was a wonderful day. Love long days.
Well, now we're getting into the heat span, and then we're going to get back to some cooler weather. But anyway, we appreciate you guys spending a little bit of time with us here on The Good Stuff.